Welcome back to Tabloid Tarot. I'm Ruben.
Tuesday.
And we're here again. Not a lot going on, so I'm not going to be regaling y'all with in case you missed it.
Whoa, aren't we though?
We are, but not as in-depth as we had the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet. At least, I guess, with the people that I'm semi-stalking.
See, let's start with that Olivia Wilde one, because we both saw it in our feeds.
Yeah. And, like, I don't really like Olivia Wilde, per se. I don't dislike her, just, like, I never found her particularly impressive as an actress. But, like, this whole thing is just crazy. Vogue put out this article, so I can link it. Yeah. Titled, Can We Please Let Olivia Wilde Live? And basically, it's just like, hey, stop shaming her, because right now, everyone's freaking out and being like, hey, there was overlap and everything like that. So, like, she must have been cheating on him. And then also, they just keep, like, hitting, like, this 10-year age difference when, like,
no one else
almost
seems to matter.
All of Hollywood's men almost always date 10 years younger and stuff. And nothing's ever said. Like, they even said that. They're like, if her ex-husband Jason had, like, come out and been, like, with some chick that was 10 years younger than him or whatever, yeah, nobody would have said anything. It wouldn't have been questioned. It wouldn't have been like, oh my god, he's a father. He has children. Da-da-da-da. Yeah. That keeps, like, I don't know, really, like, just talking about how much of a woman she is, I guess, and how that somehow,
they're trying to
makes
paint her
reckless by, like, enjoying being with someone.
Yeah, it seems like they're trying to paint her with that Scarlet A in the old school ridiculous sense of, like, you know, shun this lady. She has reached out to a younger man that has a family. And it's like, well, he's not in a current relationship, right? Like, she's not in a current relationship. So there's nothing wrong with him pursuing each other, though I don't know if they've actually openly said they are.
Yeah, that's the thing, like, I don't even know if they actually are together, and there's stuff like, according to us, Sudeikis is hoping, quote, Harry will get bored and move on before too long, end quote. And then they're like, well, maybe she'll get bored and move on, maybe not. Yeah,
yeah,
this is the kind of
shit
that people, that are printing and everything like that. It's just, like, this complete, like, rumored trash talk. And it's like, yeah, sometimes people just have flings and stuff like that. And if that's what this is, that's, like, no matter what this is, it should be fine. So, as long as it wasn't an affair. But, like,
so,
I don't think it was.
One of the only good comments I saw on the Vogue magazine shared thing was,
oh, I didn't read comments.
Yeah, it was from this person, Jen Oblivious, GENNOBVIOUSLY. Wilde is a powerful, talented woman, a creative triple threat, actor, writer, director, in quotes. So it's from the article. And yet you still had to attach her image to the weird army of floating head Harrys. Why couldn't it have just been Olivia? She's focused with the article, right?
Yeah, no, I saw the picture.
Yeah, they were like, why is it gotta include the Harry Styles heads, like, floating around behind her like a weird Warhol?
Yeah, you're saying one thing, that, like, it's because of these things, but, like, at the same time, that picture completely contradicts what you're saying.
It's hard to take this weird message you're trying to deliver.
You're
about,
like, showing that she's, like, nothing without her dude, which I guess is the Harry Styles, you know, back there and stuff.
And you know what? Maybe that is, in a way, that this would not have blown up as such a big story or so talked about if it wasn't Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah, of course. He's, like, basically the hottest dude right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's having his moment where, like, pretty much,
she was doing, like, a TV show with one of the, like, Zach and Cody kids that are now grown-ass men. And, like, that was popped out. Like, I guess now people would talk about it still because of the age gap that they'd have to comment on. You know what I mean? Like, they'd find something to bitch about. Unless it was a guy, in which case they'd just, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. If it's a guy, it doesn't matter. If it's a guy, like, she needs to be at least 20 years younger before people start to say things.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had talked about it a little bit last, on one of the last episodes, with the whole, like, Lizzo thing of, like, why couldn't, like, you guys cracking off rumors, but, like, they, the same, similar interactions, and nobody was cracking off rumors. So, now, you're, like, oh, well, we'd prefer this one. And then, like, half a moment later, you're like, well, we wouldn't, though, so we're gonna also shame them. Like, it seems like what some of these folks would prefer is drama.
Yeah, of course, always, but, like, pretty much, I see it as, like, how they worded it. She's a writer, director, actress. She is going out, doing what she wants, getting what she wants, which happens. Or, all this is alleged to, like, no statement has been made by either one of them, or their management, and stuff like that. Which, like, if I was them, I'd probably do the same thing. Because why even address this bullshit? Even if they are together, like...
Yeah, why address it until you're ready? Like, what's... was it Michael B. Jordan and Steve Harvey's daughter? I was blinking on people's names. But yeah, they, like, released a dual social media, like, announcement and, like, all this stuff. It's like, yeah, when they want it to be official, they'll make it official. Don't hound them about it. I know we're a tabloid...
Terrible aspect, but
like
shock, like Lizzo, because him and Lizzo are supposed to be friends. That's why they held hands. What if him and Olivia have just developed a strong friendship?
Right,
they made a bond. Like there are platonic connections, people. Like
they ain't always gotta be fucking.
Not platonic. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't always have to be sexual.
Right, they don't always have to be banging. Speaking of someone that wants to be banging, though, Tyrese. You see this? You see this shit?
What?
Yeah, so she's straight up, Tammy Franklin is straight up posting about how she's had a great anniversary dinner with her man. And Tyrese is out here posting up straight up behind her. In her out here in her comments being like, happy, happy anniversary. Magic, magic, and more magic. Dear Samantha, this was supposed to be us. Like... Remember the Franklins was our marriage? Goals. Smiling, smiling. I'm going to get her back. Watch me. I think. This person is straight up trying to be like, I had a great night. And Tyrese is out here, like, crying in the comments. Being like, I miss my girl.
Not even that. Like, you were mine and you will be mine again.
I don't believe he's talking about her. He's talking about his chick that left him and how they used to idolize Tammy Franklin's marriage because she's been married now 25 years.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
And
yeah,
so
yeah.
He's over here, like, nostalgically crying in this lady's comments about how he's going to get his girl back.
That's all you got is ended it after the more magic.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been fine.
Happy, happy anniversary. Magic and more magic.
That's fine.
Done. One period. You don't need the five periods you put. And then, dear Samantha. Those five periods is you snivel crying. Was it three periods is an ellipses? That's a pause. Five periods is a snivel cry. Like that's what, five periods. And then, dear Samantha. And more magic. Dear Samantha, this was supposed to be us. Remember the Franklins was our marriage goals. Smiling. I'm going to get it back. Watch me. Like, that's what that reads like to me with all those periods. That is not an ellipses when it's five periods.
Yeah, no.
That's fucked up. Just let the lady have her anniversary. Put that shit on your own page.
I mean, if there's one thing that I've learned in my experience with Tyrese, is he will let no one have his moment. He needs money, he needs help, and I guess somebody tried to do that for him, because he's never going to shut up about it otherwise.
Other than that, the only other thing I had was Cardi B finally watched The Orphan. And my favorite of her live tweeting watching The Orphan was, I'm really irritated. I want to kill this bitch and the dad. Spoilers. I don't know if y'all watch that movie, The Orphan. But it's a pretty bad horror movie husband, which if we talk about horror movie husbands on often, because horror movie husbands and horror movie wives, they can sometimes make the worst decisions, because one of them is always a non-believer, and that's normally the worst, but it's almost always the husband.
Well, I mean, that's the fact, though. It's not just like you're not a non-believer. You don't believe your spouse.
Yeah.
And that's what makes you shitty. It's like, even if you don't believe in ghosts or werewolves or da-da, if that person is like, yo, there's fucking zombies out there and shit, we need to go. And so you're like, okay, let's do this. Instead of being like, oh, you're crazy, bitch. No, there's no zombies. Let me show you. And then you walk out and you die.
Do you know how much we paid for this house?
Right, we are not.
We're not moving.
Leaving.
We're not leaving this house.
The mortgage.
To those looters. Zombies. Those aren't zombies. Those are looters. We're not going out there and leaving the house. They're going to bust in here and murder all of us. Exactly. We have to stay. What? You're the worst. Yeah, you were saying that.
So, I don't know how this came up in my feed exactly. I mean, I do...
You've been looking up stuff?
No, I like Salt and Pepper, so maybe like that's why. But Spinderella, in case, I mean, you don't know the band or whatever, the third member, you know, an actual member of the band.
She was there too, guys.
She was there too. Has been excluded from Lifetime's Salt and Pepper biopic.
It's a fucking Lifetime movie? No wonder.
It's a Lifetime special.
They couldn't afford the third one.
Yeah, no. I will quote Spinderella. It's a little bit of stuff, but at least do some of it. Sorry, but I gotta speak on this Lifetime special. Too often, black women who have had meaningful contributions in their industry are left out of historical narratives. Back when Salt and Pepper was building our legacy, which is rooted in empowering women, I could not dream that the same group would one day disempower me. She goes on... There's nothing more unacceptable than a woman being silenced by other women. And then, it's just pretty nice that she congratulated all the people that are going to be playing in the biopic and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, pretty much, like, it's kind of like, what the fuck? Like, I was there. So, Spinderella first joined Salt-N-Pepa in 1987 when she was 15 years old. After decades... with the group, she announced via Instagram in 2019 that she received a termination email earlier that year. So yeah, they've just been like doing her dirty.
That's like, fucked up.
I know, right? And now it's like she doesn't get to be in this biopic. Blah blah blah.
I'll have to look and see what she sells and produces. If she's got anything that like we could promote besides just her.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's a shame.
Yep.
What else I got? Ooh. Michelle Pfeiffer's on my feed now, which I'm not horribly upset about. But has linked me to George Clooney. Which is probably because of that hair thing or whatever. But this was, I found amusing too, because One Fine Day, 1997, if you haven't seen it, is like a super adorable romantic comedy with George Clooney and Michelle Pfeiffer. But apparently on, one of the scenes that he showed up for, he was, like, completely obliterated. He was just, like, drunk. Like, Michelle Pfeiffer, said that he smelled like a brewery. And then, like, some other, what was it? Was it because he got drunk? Yeah. And then on top of that, because, you know, playing basketball like one does, he got elbowed in the face and had, like, this black eye and all different kinds of shit. And so they had to use one of the kids and they, like, use the kid to, like, cover his face and stuff. And I think I know, like, the scene and whatnot since shift that they're talking about. Because there was, like, heavy coverage, but I thought they were, it just part of the physical comedy they were doing with the kids and everything. Yeah. So like, now it's like, I'm going to have to be looking for, like, the fucking Shiner or something. Like, random movie trivia.
And there's his black eye. Found it.
Oh, I guess if you're a Michelle Pfeiffer fan, she's going to be playing Betty Ford soon. In, like, this special of several different first ladies represented. Viola Davis is going to be playing Michelle Obama. So, it should be pretty interesting. And then the last thing that I've got is Elliot Page files for divorce. I don't know what they, like, in the article, they focus on less than 2 months after coming out as trans, but
I think the real thing to focus on is that both of them have just been in quarantine.
Yeah.
And as
they were married for 3 years. I mean, that's pretty good, too.
They were both working in the industry, right?
I think she's a choreographer.
Yeah, so, I mean, both of them working in entertainment. Like, the amount of, like, safety protocols and probably staying at home that they've been doing for over the last year has more than likely contributed a lot more than Elliot coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like, oh.
You know what I mean? Like, being at home with someone for a whole year in close quarters reveals a lot more.
I mean, yeah, we already, I'd say we were pretty close and we spent a lot of time together, and it's still been, it's hard.
Like, it's still hard to, like, be in even tighter quarters. It's why they make people do isolation training if you're hoping to go to Mars and all that, whatnot. Because you got to make sure you can even handle being effectively in one or two rooms with the same 2 to 3 people for 4 years. We've only been doing this for about a year. And in Texas, it hasn't even really been that strict. Like, it really hasn't been strict at all. People are out here just running amok. Oh, amok, yeah. I tell you. But over wherever they're staying, I'm sure it's a lot tighter, or at least was in the beginning.
I mean, they might be in L.A.
So I'm saying, like, depending on where you're at, the restrictions got slammed in hard. People were all working from home. And suddenly, you probably got way more frustrated with each other than before.
Yeah, like, so many of the stuff, because I read, like, the Dear Abby's and whatnots. Because it's always interesting to, like, hear the advice and real people problems. But, like, yeah, so many people just basically, you could tell, did not spend, like, that much time with their spouse, with their kids, like, at all before. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, baffling. It's like, oh my god, well, you spend, like, maybe you spent, like, an hour or something a day with them before? Like, you know, you can't handle it.
Yeah, agreed. Some people just didn't seem to be prepared at all to have to be in close quarters with their loved ones.
No, there's no statement about the divorce, at least.
No public statement yet.
Yeah.
Just that it's been announced.
Yeah.
Oh, well, more to come. So that covers all of our bookmarks and screenshots. This is a pretty quick one.
Yeah, that's all I've got. I mean, my Google feed also keeps hyping up The Stand. So I'm sure we'll check it out.
Yeah.
That's because Amber Heard's still on my feed. I haven't wanted to, until the whole Johnny Depp and her thing is resolved. I'm
the continued keeping drama.
Them on my feed, and yeah, it's gross, but
The continued Johnny Depp drama and Amber Heard drama is pretty stupid. They essentially now, Amber Heard's gone quiet because she's just trying to focus on work and, I guess, preparing defense and yada yada if she's continually sued. But now the Johnny Depp supporters are focusing really hard that it would appear she didn't donate the $7 million that she said she donated, or the amount of money that she claimed to have donated. So they're essentially trying to say that because she did that one statement was untrue, that suddenly all statements she's ever made are untrue, and so you can't believe anything she said because she wasn't honest about how much money she donated. They just completely overlooked the fact that a UK court ruled him a wife beater.
Yeah, like
12 out of 14 events proven true. Like that. 12 out of 14. He hit her. That's bad. A judge and evidence proved it. Doesn't matter that she lied about donating money to kids. That doesn't change the fact that she did get hit. That he was hitting her. We've been pretty adamant from the get-go that we think it was a horrible relationship between two dumpster fires. So.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much, like, they were just pouring fuel on each other.
But it's so crazy how they're just Spider-Man. They're like Spider-Man memeing each other by pointing at each other's problems. You both have screwed up. Problem is, one of you was slightly smarter than the other, and now you're mad. Because she was slightly smarter than you. She documented it. As all women know to do. I'm not a woman, but I know that because my mom watched Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And Lifetime taught my mom how to murder my dad and how to document if someone ever hit you. You know what I mean? Like, take pictures, start recording things, like, tell people extemporaneously. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's training from Lifetime. And, you know what I mean? Like, my mom watched all them movies about, like, women that got tired of it and beat their husbands to death, or, like, like, buried them alive or something horrible. It's probably my favorite Lifetime series, is the Buried Alive series.
That first one is pretty enjoyable.
It's pretty ridiculous. I gotta get a hold of the second one so I can show you that one. It's continually terrible. But...
Fine. I had another, like, freaking Tim Matheson Lifetime thing bookmarked, but then it stopped being on Prime. I was like, ugh, of course. But it was just probably super sad, because, like, Matthew Lawrence was, like, the kid, and he had, like, a heart tumor or something. Oh, jeez. Yeah, one of those, like, tear jerkers. Yeah, always. It's the ones I go towards.
Yeah, TV movie corner, as we're transitioning into it here. We watched the third episode of WandaVision, so spoiler / discussion ahead, as always. Personally, it's been fun. It's one of the darker, undertoned shows they've had.
Yeah, it's getting there. I could, like, turn it up like 500% on the dark, and I'll be with you.
I think that Marvel isn't very good at doing the darkness, of doing, like, you know, real, you know, grime in that sense. And the undertones of this show on things, to me, is she's effectively enslaved a town. She's mind controlling them, which is some of the worst things you can do, and including her like person she, you know, loves the most.
Yeah, so, like, she says
all these things, the implication and the, like, underlying things behind them, and, like, the darkness behind it. To me, that is a darker undertone than most Marvel shows have had, besides, like, Daredevil.
Oh. Yeah, now that was...
Now, Daredevil was an exception. It was really good, and it was... had R.I.P. Like, yeah.
D'Onofrio, you better be back as Kingpin. Charlie Cox is going to be back, so I'm excited about you. That's what
they're saying. They're saying he's going to be popping back up in the Spider-Man 3 movie, where everyone and their mother are supposedly going to be popping up at some point.
Is Alfred Molina?
I still say they should do the story arc where Alfred Molina, or Doc Ock, hooks up with Aunt May. And, like...
Hooks up? Like hooks up?
Yeah, if I remember
like
correctly.
Like, Bow Chica... Like,
no, I don't know. But, I mean, come on now. It's the old school comics. They weren't getting that crazy about it. But it's more like that they start dating.
Then yeah.
So like I think it would be a fun idea of this Alfred Molina, dimension traveling Doc Ock, popping into a world, finding out it has a Spider-Man,
different Aunt May,
knowing that Spider-Man is Peter Parker, and looking up Aunt May to like attack her. And finding it's not, like, the old lady he knows.
Well, it can be the Marissa Tomei one, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, oh, okay. And then it's like...
Supposedly hot Aunt
Your Aunt May. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, type of thing. And it's like, next thing you know, like... Yeah, you can be like... Have Peter Parker come home and be like... Oh, you know, this is... You know, and it's like... Hello, or whatever. And then, yeah, you just... Play with that if you really wanted to. You could have a lot of fun with... The whole world bending of it. Because that version Peter Parker wouldn't be like, holy shit, you know, it's Doc Ock. He'd be like, hey, you doing, man? You know, and like, hi, you know? Maybe his Spidey sensors are going off or something, but it's like, you know?
It's so terrible because I'm sure that, like, this new Spider-Man isn't the worst. I watched the first one. But, like...
I was there. I lived it.
I was there, but, like, I don't know, I had more connection to the others, even the Tobey Maguire one, but I guess that's also because I was growing up with it, and so if I had more connection to it, and it's not Tom Holland. I really like Tom Holland. I think it's a great choice for Peter Parker and stuff, but I don't know. That first one was, like, Vulture.
It had fun
And that's
moments.
All I remember, really. I remember, like, the Keaton scenes.
You remember all the scenes?
And the death mode on the suit. That was a cute bit.
Yeah.
Where it kept being like, you know, gonna kill people. And he's like, no!
Yeah. See. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of rumors going on with Spider-Man. The Spider-Man. Yeah. Supposedly half of them are fake rumors. So we'll see when that actually comes out. Whenever it comes out.
Oh, it's the IMDb right now.
Oh, well.
Alfred Molina.
I'm sure the people that are already confirmed are at least up there.
I hope so. Like, I don't know why I'm even so excited. Just because it's him. I didn't like the Lady Doc Ock and the animated one.
You didn't like the absent-minded, glasses-wearing trope of a evil scientist lady?
The completely, like, incompetent bitch... Doc Ock? No. Wait, that's not Doc Ock. I don't care if, like, it is a woman. Good lord. It's a lot of movies. Yeah. It's official according to the IMDb's. For Alfred Molina. I don't care about anyone else.
Everyone else can just suck it.
Oh, also, if you like Alfred Molina, he has an unaccredited part in Promising Young Woman, which is a really good film.
Yeah, we watched Promising Young Woman. That one was the 90s are back. It was good. It was really enjoyable. Don't want to give too many spoilers or any real spoilers, but definitely check that one out whenever you get the chance.
Yeah, it's got, like, I'd say a pretty random cast. But at the same time, it's not because I know they specifically chose all the, quote, nice guys, or actors that had played nice guys, mostly, and stuff before, to be the small little, like, cameos and stuff in it.
Yeah, that way it's, I guess, people whose faces people are used to seeing as, you know, harmless characters.
Yeah, and even, like, I don't know, then it's just, next week, we'll do a more spoiler review, so go watch it. Because it's out on VOD! Video on demand, people.
Right. It's the future.
Yeah, it is for now.
For now. So it's safe to get back into the theaters. properly safe.
Yeah, for
without
real.
Without hazmat suits or bubble helmets.
I don't know. I'm definitely not going to encourage anyone to go to a theater right now. I have, like, Fandango. I have all different kinds of peeps, different theaters that send me stuff. Alamo, still. Being like, hey, come in the theater, watch these things. You could watch The Maltese Falcon in theater. Already have. But, thanks. But yeah, all these places are still, like, really, really pushing to get people in the theater. And it's just, it's not safe. So I don't, like, I don't even know where I'm going to go see movies when this is done.
So I'm going to do a quick rune reading for our card corner. It might be quick, might be a little longer, might be us discussing it and me pulling cards. We'll see how it goes. But I think I'm going to pull a couple of runes to see about the general relation with the Olivia Wilde thing. So we'll see. Let's see, we got Kinnaz and Wunjo. K and W in the English alphabet in relation. One essentially looks like the greater symbol, other looks like a P. So, Kinnaz, knowledge, quest, learning, hereditary knowledge. Wunjo's blessing, success, fertility, and controlling will. Do they both have kids?
I don't think Stiles has kids. Olivia Wilde has two kids, because they won't shut up about it. But what about the children?
Because it could just be bonding over their
joint knowledge and success. It could have just been like a mentorship, you know? Because I'm not big on Harry Styles, so I don't know if he's ever acted before and stuff like that. But I at least know Olivia Wilde has. So maybe it was just a director-actor relationship. And once they both learn from each other.
Yeah. When pulling...
Yeah, supposedly no children, but he's only 26.
When pulling in relation, I get Alge's. It's the one that looks like a chicken foot, as I've said in the past. The Z in the American alphabet. Help, protection, a shield. So yeah, it could just be that they've bonded over a discussion on the field of acting, of directing.
Yeah, maybe Harry wants to direct in the future. Like,
and it's mostly just that the knowledge quest and learning with blessings and success. The fertility isn't always what people think of. Fertility can also just mean fruitful endeavor.
Yeah.
Such as they're both working on a project together currently. Control will is the one that's a little more like maybe there is some sort of attraction there, but they're choosing not to pursue it.
I mean, like, this whole craziness about it could have made it just like
that could have killed it or
soon
pushed
as the
them
hand-holding thing like closer. Came out and stuff, and they're just like, nah, fuck this, it's not going to be worth it.
So on that, let's see, did all the speculation cause any additional? So we got Daigaz and Tewaz. Daigaz looks kind of like a sideways hourglass, and Tewaz looks like a upward arrow. The D and the T in the American alphabet. So when pulling on the thought of did it cause anything, Daigaz is an invisible catalyst and between the worlds. Tewaz is justice, legal matters, dedication, and bravery. So I'd say, yeah, this complicated thing's a good amount. Catalyst and between the worlds kind of makes me think. The legal matters is the other one. So that's what makes me... how long ago did she get divorced? Is it really that fresh?
They split like 8 months ago or something, I want to say.
That's still pretty fresh. Like... So that might be the...
I mean, yeah, but I think that was, like, the official, like, actual divorce and stuff, though.
Yeah, I'm sure that the process has been going
on. 8 months ago, and then they, like... Okay, they ended their engagement on November 13th, 2020.
Okay, so they wasn't even divorced.
Yeah, I guess not. My bad.
They're just together for 9 years.
Yeah, and they have two kids together.
Yeah. I'll do another single for it. The other goes, but upside down. Occult, sex, influence, and movement. But with it, that, I'd imagine that maybe they aren't together, but that doesn't mean there's not attraction.
Yeah. I mean, not everybody has to bang the director.
Yeah. And Lugos is the L, and it's kind of a bit of a, it looks like an arrow, but it's missing the left side. And if you don't know Ruins guys, you can always check them out. They're fun. They're good to interpret. They're just another divinatory method. And let's see here. On the idea of if their feelings are explorable. Blank, unknown, positive.
So it'd be like a maybe?
That is essentially a maybe.
But towards the yes, maybe.
But towards the positive.
Well, I would say, like, if they are / something was going together that was, like, romantic, that they probably, like, have just cooled it down since everybody's flipping out so much about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I would imagine so.
I mean, that would just be the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
It's like stay in contact maybe some way via phone, text, and da-da-da, but don't be seen together. Mm-mm. Not now.
Not
like,
now.
Even if you are, like...
Every paparazzi is, like, in the bushes.
Oh, dude, it's got to be desperate times for paparazzi. With so little tabloid stuff going on, you know?
Just
any little thing. Grab onto it, I'm sure.
Well, that's why they're like, they killed Tanya. You know what I mean? They were like, she's dead. Like, a half a day later, they're like, she ain't dead. And then they were like, Tom Cruise got robots. And they're like, Tom Cruise don't got robots.
Tom Cruise is a robot.
They're running out of shit to do. They just gotta, like, pump it out. You know what I mean? Like, that's why, like, we're putting stuff out as we put out stuff, guys. If you guys have been listening, we do this mostly for fun. Mostly to catch up on the week together and to always get in some good conversation about movies and whatnot. You'll notice that when we talk about the movie and TV section, we'll be rotating all over the place because we watch...
Oh, yeah. I do watch some trash, no doubt.
Yeah.
But for the most
trash.
For the most part, I do try to watch quality stuff.
You flush it, I flaunt it.
Yeah, but, like, the past 2 days, I went through... There's only 12 episodes, and they're only 22 minutes apiece, but I watched the whole season of Younger 3, or the third season.
Tore right through it?
Yeah. Just went right through it. And it is trash. But it was, like, on... I saw it was on TV Land, like, it had, like, a whole pastor thing pop up and stuff. I was like, oh my god, I think about, like, the taste of old people or something.
Well,
I'm watching shows designed for old people.
Younger is, so, Younger and Pastor and, like, one or two other shows are the sad realization that TV Land is for old people. And that they needed to start making content that would appease the new old people.
Oh, yay. I'm there.
That's us. We're the new old people.
I was enjoying in Pastor, too, but yeah. It's been canceled. Yeah. Younger's still going, bitches.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I hope what's his name. I mean, he's making this pretty sweet podcast now.
Yeah, I have to check it out sometime.
So it's like, hopefully that's enriching his life, at least better, or making him get some enjoyment out of it.
Well, I mean, I gotta say, like, there's some people that are working right now and stuff, and I kind of wish they wouldn't, so, that are, like, doing movie gigs and stuff, like Marc Maron's doing some stuff, and, you know, supposedly all the things are safe and everything, but to be honest, like, the people that I actually like, I just wish you were just at home, like, not interacting with other people so that you don't get sick. But that's because I'm selfish.
Right.
All the people that I don't care for, run amok! I guess next week, because I totally didn't pick somebody. Neither of us did.
Nah,
next week's
really.
Going to be double hitter on the first worst best.
Yeah.
because we didn't pick any. Spoilers, one of mine is going to be Alfred Molina, because I love him.
Well, mine's going to be Rutger Hauer.
Oh, sweet.
Because I've watched a good amount of those. Rutger Hauer was one of those people that was, like, in and adjacent to a lot of the movies we watched. He was on a lot of VHS tapes that had a couple different movies on them. You know what I mean?
It's so weird because, like, the only thing for me growing up was Lothos, was Buffy. The only thing. Which he is epic in. I mean.
Yeah. He's always putting it over the top when he's in a movie.
Okay, WandaVision, if you're not going to go dark, go to camp. Like, the Buffy movie, or, like, anything. Clue. Just fucking give me camp if you're not going to give me darkness. So I can work with that, but I don't think the cast can handle it. I think Paul Bettany can handle it. I support you. For now.
Yeah. So, we'll go ahead and start wrapping it up. Till next time, guys. You know where to find us out on Instagram, tabloid_tarot. Twitter, tabloid tarot. You can find us both at tabloid tarot and at Ruben Bajardo. We also got our Vero for social media accounts. So Vero, tabloid, at tabloid tarot. If you guys haven't used it, it's not bad. You pretty much can send links and just kind of comment on stuff pretty easily. So that's mostly where I like it. We're posting up most of our pictures and like links to articles and stuff, like the link to the Vogue article that Tuesday is going to be sending me. I'll be posting up on Vero so that people can read it and or find it a little easier by searching through our stuff.
Yeah, you can always Google, but it's easier if you just have to click a link.
Right, while scrolling through the ridiculousness of, you know, cheaters, pajamas, and all the other stuff. And you guys can find us on anchor.fm at Tabloid Tarot, as well as Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Bullhorn. We got an RSS feed, which you can find on Tabloid Tarot at anchor.fm. So even if you're not wanting to listen to it via an app, you can go on to your computer to anchor.fm and get a hold of the link to put into your VLC player or similar program. Because occasionally I just like to load up the playlist of podcasts instead of having to like download it on my phone. Yeah, I guess any other TV shows or anything you want to recommend to folks?
Oh, just like all time?
No, I mean, besides like younger, I guess. Would you recommend Younger? That's a good question. You're watching it, but would you recommend it?
It depends. I would not recommend it to like Tony, because I don't think he'd get anything out of it except for the fashion. It's one of those that's It's niche.
It's a bit carbon dated for the people that would enjoy it, which is exactly why it's on TV land.
Maybe. I mean, it's
for old people.
It's for me.
It's for us. It's for us old people. That's why Hilary Duff is in it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Like
the old people will recognize Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff makes me so happy because, like, and not to be mean, but everyone's a freaking stick in that, pretty much, except for Hilary Duff. Oh my god, that bitch has some curves. Thank you, Hollywood, for allowing, like, normal-sized people, and it's not an insult, to be in a freaking, like, show and everything, like, different body types and everything, because, you know, there's some people that just don't like plain skinny. You know, there should be options.
More options.
Well, there seems to be a lot of options for the men in the show. There's not a lot of options for the women.
Yeah.
Like, skinny, skinny, tall, tall, and skinny. So even skinnier, because they're tall.
I, as always, recommend the show Prophet with Adrian Pissard, if you can find it.
Oh my god, that's just me. Just searching for copies of something TV that they'll just be like, what is this
piece? If you can get a, if you can clickety-clacks your way onto the dark net, you might be able to find Prophet if you got the testiculars. I don't know if you need to go on the dark net to find it, but yeah. Prophet is
Watch the trailers on YouTube, at least.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just watch the trailers on YouTube. Once you see him with that crazy hair in a cardboard box, you'll be like, what is happening? All right, guys. Till next time.